Hello.
Is this Josh Holiday?
Yes.
I got married in Vegas.
How come you didn't tell us that last time?
I got married in Vegas, and I kind of did it to spite you. And it's really, really backfiring on me right now.
All right. Well, now, we talked to you on, what day was it? Monday?
Yeah.
And you mentioned you were in Vegas, and you said, oh, yeah, the highlights were brunch.
Well, it's something that I did. I was feeling crazy. I thought, you know, Britney Spears did it, and her marriage wasn't for real. So I thought if I did it, that it wouldn't be for real either. And it was just like a novelty marriage, but apparently it wasn't. And apparently Britney Spears wasn't a novelty marriage either. I read that story wrong, but they were married for a very short amount of time, and I thought that if a wedding isn't consummated, you know, that it's not legal.
So when did this happen?
When I was
on the last night, like Sunday night or something?
No, in the first night.
Oh my God! So how did you meet someone to marry so quickly?
I went to check out the Chapel of Love, you know,
right.
and I met him there, and I said, hey, wouldn't this be fun? I'm really angry at somebody right now. Wouldn't it be great if we got married? And I called him and told him that we were getting married, and he said, yeah, and so we got married, and
well, now what does this guy do? Why was he there?
He works at the chapel.
What does he do?
He washes the floor of the chapel.
Okay, so like a custodial kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's
a very acceptable job, you know. Those guys make a lot of money.
I'm not judging.
He's a very good provider, I would think.
Yeah. So you married him on the Friday night, then. So what? You didn't or did consummate this?
We didn't. I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't. I barely knew him. You know. I got married and I was like, okay, well, you go your way, I'll go mine. But
right.
Now he wants to live in Canada. And
So he was looking at me for a ticket out of the U.S.
Yeah, and he called me. To be perfectly honest, he asked me to have a meeting with him on the Sunday night before I left.
Right.
And I did, and I told him that absolutely under no circumstances. But he got my information from the registry, and he knows where I live. And he got my phone number, and he's called me a bunch of times.
Wow.
Since. And I told him that you and I were together. And that misunderstanding.
Why would you do that? That's now you're involving me.
You know, because I was angry at you, it's because of you that I got into this mess. So I thought maybe you could help me get out of it.
Because
you know?
Of me, I can't. I
you
think
don't have
you're
to do anything.
No. You know what?
You don't have to do anything, Josh.
Okay, because I can't.
Hey,
I'm not prepared to.
You don't have to do anything.
Do anything.
If he calls you. I want you to tell him that we're already married.
Yeah, but see, I'm not going to make up.
You
just told me
not
to do.
He's probably not going to call you, John.
All right, you know what?
If he does call you,
I'm not. I
can't. We're already married. We got married last spring.
No, we didn't.
And
no.
It was a small backyard wedding.
Oh my God.
There were just like about 45 people there, and our friends were part of the catering staff.
Yeah,
and
okay.
And you made a really beautiful toast to me. And
yeah, all right, okay.
You
know, this is doing too much.
A poem to me, actually.
A poem? Okay.
Just don't screw that up, all right?
All right.
It's very important.
Yeah, I got to go.